Thank you, everyone, for listening to Thank You For Being a Podcast. We are the Golden Girls Podcast, the podcast in which we watch an episode of the Golden Girls, and then we break it down scene by scene. I'm Anthony DeSamito.
I'm Genevieve Rice.
And today we have two awesome guests. I'm so excited to be in their humble abode. Very awesome. Carmen Morales.
Hey, guys.
Yay.
Thank you for having me on the podcast.
And the also
now you
awesome,
have to sing the entire podcast.
Once you start singing, you can't stop. And also the very awesome Laura Bites.
Hi. Hello.
How are you?
Ooh.
Good. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you for having me. we're sharing microphones, so if there's a low level for the listener, we're sharing mics. So just bear with us. Okay, so we watched an awesome episode of The Golden Girls, but
Mary had a little lamb.
Yes,
is the title of the episode. And what a lamb did she have?
What a lamb. And
she's more like just growing a lamb at this point.
Should have been called Laura Had a Little Laugh, because I've freaking laughed a ton.
And so before we get started on this awesome episode that we watch, we usually start by asking our guests, what is our Golden Girls background? How has Golden Girls affected your life in any way, mm-hmm. or in a very little way? It's fine. That's totally where it's a free.
I was a casual Golden Girls watcher. I wasn't hardcore, but I dabbled in the Golden Girls and Designing Women. That was like my, yeah. Because I lived in Florida, so it was like I knew about nice. Southern. Yeah, I knew about Southern Culture, so it was like, exactly. You'd like those. But to me, what's fascinating about Golden Girls is like we would have never had like Sex in the City if it wasn't for Golden Girls. Do you know what I mean? Like, sure. I think they were the beginning of having like a bunch of women getting together and being funny and talking to each other and stuff like that. So it was like,
yeah.
Oh, everybody, you know, oh, look, a bunch of women can bust each other's balls and it's hilarious and nobody's all butt hurt all the time over it.
And I wonder like how many Gab Fest kind of like women TV shows were pitched and not produced,
right?
And it had to be like older women.
Before 1985, I don't think women were allowed to talk to each other. So the Golden Girls broke that barrier.
take away youth.
Not only that, but they could talk to each other, and it was only. And I think that it wouldn't have been. I don't think it would have been as well received if it was younger women at the time, just because
it had to. They would have then.
They had to be experienced. They had to have
a husband, a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Then it becomes a totally different.
They had to have something to say. Like they had to have lived enough that they had something to say. Yeah, for sure.
Well, and it kind of also is that thing of like if a teenager says something dirty at the dinner table, it's not acceptable and it's not cute. But if like your grandma says it, everybody dies.
Yeah, it's hilarious. So I think that like that the show itself was pretty groundbreaking for what it was.
Oh, great.
So, yeah. So, I think it was really great. But again, like, I was a little kid, so I was, like, I was pretty detached from, like, I liked them because, and again, just like in Sex and the City, which one are you? You know? Like, I always loved Blanche, but I always felt like I connected most with Estelle.
So, you feel you're an Estelle.
I think I'm an asshole, is what I'm saying. Yeah, for
Laura,
sure.
Who
yeah.
do you identify?
Well, I'm Dorothy, through and through. I'm Dorothy, absolutely. That's why I was hurt when you were just like, yeah, I never know about Dorothy. But then she gets a really good line, and I'm like, I felt personally slighted by that because I've always identified with her.
Yeah, I didn't. She was always a straight man, and that was never really – I mean, again, I was watching it as a kid, so I was never really captivated by her much. And then I would just be like, you know, why is Dorothy even on? And then she just dropped this killer line, and I'm like, oh, okay, that's why.
I think as you get older,
yeah, Dorothy,
you appreciate
like, – I mean, as we've been watching this series, I was kind of more of a Sophia Rose when I started, and now I think I'm definitely a Dorothy.
Dorothy's deadpan is what does it for me. Like, it's not even always her lines. Like, she does drop those great one-liners, but it's just like when someone else says something that she thinks is so stupid, it's her kind of looking away towards the camera.
Well, it's
not
all
into
of
the
them.
Camera, but
it's all of them, though.
It's her eyebrows.
She's the master
her
of the
eyebrows
withering
are
look.
Like half of what crack me up.
There was a moment where Blanche, we reacted to a joke, and that got a laugh. Like, it was just...
But that's what I'm saying. Like, that's most... Like, most of their big laughs are just people's faces, you know? So all of them have, like... I mean, all of them do that. So that's why I didn't think, like, if all of them are making faces and stuff like that, that's why, like, I didn't think... Because, you know, everybody was more of a... She's the straight man that holds them all together. You know what I'm saying? So, like, the mom that's really obnoxious, and then you have Rose, who's, you know, dumb. You have Blanche, who's the slutty one. You know what I mean? And then she's the Sarah Jessica Parker. And Sarah Jessica Parker was my least favorite when it came to Sex and the City, too.
Oh, my God. Dorothy's the Miranda.
No, she's not. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, totally. I think that's, she's even Miranda worse, for sure.
But that's even worse.
Dorothy's the Miranda, in my humble opinion.
And Miranda is the worst.
Miranda is the worst on Sex and the City. I'll give you that. But Dorothy makes me laugh. It's that deadpan.
I like Miranda.
I feel like Dorothy is Sarah Jessica as well.
Just because she had more to contribute than Miranda does. Miranda was just always in some shitty storyline.
I feel like if there was a narrator to the Golden Girls, it would be Dorothy's voice. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm living with these women. One's a slut. and then my mom moves in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, she's the Wonder Years narrator. Speaking of who is who, I feel like I am a straight-up Blanche.
Oh, yeah.
With her the most.
I love Samantha. Samantha and Blanche, when I was little, I always thought she was so great because she didn't give a shit. You know what I mean? She did whatever she wanted. She never cared about anybody, like, slut-shaming her. So I just kind of, like, I've kind of lived a Blanche lifestyle in the sense that I never cared, you know?
There was so much of that, like, in this episode. Like, the slut-shaming. Like, I feel like there was so much in this episode that, like, would not be okay on TV today. Like, there would be a huge uproar against it.
Yeah.
But we're going to do this scene by scene, so I don't...
Yeah, we are. That's fine. We jump around a lot. But I will say this. Miranda is very serious. So she has that part of Dorothy.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, mm-hmm, Sarah Jessica and Miranda are kind of a Dorothy combo.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I think... Maybe there's a little bit of Samantha. Okay, we could get it. We could
really do this. Yeah. Okay.
So. I mean, again, I am a Dorothy supporter, and I'm also a Miranda supporter. So, mm-hmm, so yeah, I don't know. I like them. I like a little pragmatism in my TV characters. I'm also a Ron Swanson fan. So
let's just throw a Parks and Rec into this.
Yeah.
and Laura, what is your Golden Girls background and your take on it?
I actually never watched this as a kid. I started watching it at, like, in my 20s with my friend Amy, who was obsessed with it. And I just was like, where is it? Like, why did I never watch this? Like, this is hilarious. But I think I appreciated it more as an adult than I would have as a kid. Like, so much of this stuff is, like, really subtle, and I think it would have gone over my head if I was a kid.
Yeah. When I watched it as a kid, it was more, I felt like it was kind of a cartoon because bright colors.
Yeah.
Laughs, the... just animated mannerisms.
Well, they kind of did. I mean, just for the era, that was kind of appropriate, as they would make, like, these sitcoms that were these really big, vibrant characters that were close. They were close to cartoon characters because nobody acts like that. Nobody is Rose. You know what I mean? Like, they make her seem so dumb, you know? And, but still really, like, every once in a while, she really, really, really gets it, you know?
Like, there's episodes where Rose, like, has no idea what sex is, and she's had, like, 5 children, and, like, we're just like, what? This would not be a person.
Like, exactly. Exactly. But just completely clueless, you know? And so I think that, yeah, so that does make, like, they do seem like these larger-than-life characters. So I can totally get the comparison to the cartoons, for sure.
Yeah, that's what I liked about it.
It also explains their complete, like, especially specific to this episode, their casual just acceptance of literally these huge potential travesties that could happen.
Yes, like, a prison inmate is in her house, and there's a pregnant girl.
Oh, yeah. A pregnant girl, a pregnant 16-year-old, you know, your mom gets tied up and gagged, you know what I mean? And they're just like, oh, what'd she get into now? What'd she get into now?
Yeah, and it's just the next thing, it's like, all right, well, let's hide this over then, I guess, if this convict is coming over.
Oh, man. So the episode we watched was, as mentioned before, is titled Mary Had a Little Lamb. It is season 5, episode 13. The original air date was December 6, 1989.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. So very Christmassy episode. And as we do with every episode, Genevieve is going to give us a brief synopsis of what we watch for the listener who wasn't here eating pancakes and watching it with us.
Pancakes and mimosas.
So Genevieve, go ahead.
All right. Well, the Golden Girls get a knock on their door, and it turns out it's from their young friend, Mary. And she's been kicked out of her house because she's pregnant. Yay.
Yay. I mean, we've all been there, right, kids?
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, Blanche has been a pen pal to a prisoner. She's been sending these racy letters to this prisoner kind of just for fun, you know.
Just, I thought just you said rapey.
Again, we've all been there too, haven't we?
Oh, yes. Very much.
At the same time sometimes.
You know?
But he gets out. And wants himself some Blanche. So they got to deal with that. They got a lot of visitors in this episode.
Yeah, there was a lot of in and out this episode for sure.
Yeah. At one point, a pregnant teenager in the house with a convict, ex-convict. And
again, nobody's really concerned about that. That's what I'm talking about. Like the sitcoms of the 80s for sure, there was just like a lot of blatant disregard for danger. I mean, and I'd like to sit here and maybe blame them a little bit for my disregard for danger just because everybody was so passe about it.
If the guy, okay, because I know I'm jumping ahead, but the guy tied Sophia up, and then later in that scene, the girl comes out of her bedroom. And so she was in the house being...
Yeah, the entire time.
And Rose as well.
Yeah.
Came out of the kitchen.
Yeah.
No one noticed her. Anyway, hilarious. So we start off by Sophia finds the romantic poem. She's reading it out loud to Dorothy.
Mm-hmm.
It's very racy.
Yeah, there just disregard for anytime federal mail laws rules, just opening letters that aren't addressed to her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. We open with a federal offense, actually.
Yes.
Where Sophia is just opening someone else's mail. And then, of course, that's thrown off. But, of course, I mean, anytime there's poetry with when loins are mentioned, then you know it's going to get real racy real quick.
I love the I want my tan bronze gem of a body next to your pearly white one.
Oh, really paints a picture.
Whoa. I wanna It was hot, I must say. And then when it became a gay situation, I was like, fuck yeah. This is really hot. Okay, and so then Blanche reveals that she's been talking to this dude, but she doesn't really want to be with him. She just likes the attention. That's what it seemed like.
And I mean, I think we've all done that. I think in a modern age, we've all texted / sexted /
Tinder message.
Yeah.
Messages to one person never met.
I think there's definitely got to be some kind of app that lets you like text prisoners.
Oh, is there?
And like, oh, look, there's got to be, right?
Holy million dollar idea!
Yeah, you got listeners. Don't. We already just copyrighted that. Please don't steal that idea.
Prisoner.
Yeah,
yeah. Maybe it's called prisoner.
Like a prison Tinder. Prisoner. Yeah.
Oh man, I would swipe right just for fun.
Because all they're doing is just getting ripped the whole time too, you know, and probably like heroin and stuff. But still, like they're getting ripped.
Ripped. Oh, I thought you said raped.
Oh, I mean raped too. Yeah. Yeah, I mean there's a lot of prison rape for sure. And maybe it'd just be like a nice place for them to go to while they're getting raped, you know?
She said raped with an Irish accent.
Oh.
They're getting ripped.
They're getting raped. These prisoners are they're just getting raped over and over.
They're getting their buttholes ripped in a sense.
So while they're, you know, while their butts are being teared to shreds, they can have a nice little thought of, hey, maybe there's this chick out there that really wants to bone me too.
Yeah.
But she'll be more kind when she pegs me. She'll be much nicer and gentler.
Yeah. Well, he's coming into you. You could have a match. And, you know, start a new convo. So then Mary shows up. She's this very lovely blonde high school teenage girl with her backpack.
And for the audience, she is related.
I don't know. I think she's the neighborhood girl.
She's just a neighborhood girl. So she's not even related to these ladies.
She's not related to anybody.
But her mom's dead.
Her mom died.
And she only lives with her dad.
She only lives with her dad. I think the dog ate her mom or something. Because that dog is like some kind of...
It was pretty a ferocious dog.
Yeah. He wanted to eat Sophia.
And which I also love that part where, like, she's on the couch clearly terrified of this dog. She's telling him that she's terrified of this dog. The dog is sitting there staring at her, which, like...
And licking his lips.
An animal does it. And then she leaves the room... And this guy then is like, dog, like, go away. And the dog leaves the room. It's like, if you could do that, why didn't you do that the whole time?
She also doesn't even just leave the room. She leaves the house and walks back home and then gets assaulted. She just walks home and then immediately gets tied up and gagged.
Sophia almost gets, like, she gets stared down by a dog. Her life is in danger. And then she gets, yeah. Like,
she goes, yeah.
This happens when you high-risk old lady, man.
And she's
super
cool as a cucumber the whole time.
What was that, Genevieve?
This is what happens when you open mail that isn't yours.
That's what you get for committing a federal offense.
This actually episode was paid for by the U.S. Postal Service.
Stamps.com actually is one of our sponsors here. Yeah, not really, but give us money, Stamps.com.
Stamps.com. There's a stamp on it. Open it.
Stamps.com wasn't around back then.
Oh. Right.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
It's a common sponsor on the podcast.
It's our sponsor.
Really?
Oh, man. Okay, so Rose takes her to the kitchen to have pickles and ice cream. Not because she's pregnant. That's just what she does.
Just
because
she likes it.
Yeah.
Because she's an alien. Rose is kind of like an alien, you know?
Rose is kind of an alien.
You know, where you're just like... Because she always seems dumb, but sometimes you like maybe she's just sheltered, you know. So it's almost like it is almost like an alien being as a human, and so she just misses like a lot of shit, but a lot of it she does get from observing. Does that make sense?
I think every episode
she's the show's elf.
Yeah, she kind of is elf. She's like an adorable elf.
She's a
that doesn't eat cats, you know?
Yeah, she could eat cats.
She probably, I mean, she might. I don't know how they do things.
I feel like
in Olaf,
that's every episode. Like, she learns, like, how to walk. And each other, like, it's just, like, she forgets everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think maybe she has, like...
Oh, maybe she's on the spectrum, you think?
Yeah, I think so.
That might actually makes a lot of sense, Rose being on the spectrum, because she doesn't pick up on a lot of cues, but she's not dumb. You know what I mean? She's not dumb in any way. Like,
Rose, she's so dumb.
Yeah, and I feel like maybe she could... She was maybe one of the earliest spectrum kind of...
Characters. Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm sure there were dumb characters in the 60s and 70s.
Right.
But
she still had stuff to say, too, you know? Like, that's why she was always given some ridiculously obnoxious story.
Yeah. She wasn't incapable.
Right.
Excuse me. Okay, so they accept her. They're like, okay, yeah, come live with us. This is cool. This is chill.
Yeah, it's totally fine.
Your dad kicked you out.
Yeah, your dad kicked you out.
Well, also, there was that part where, like...
Man, I was really hoping they were going to broach the abortion option.
Yeah.
But I guess it was 80, 89, and Yeah. That wasn't cool yet.
Maybe they weren't ready for that.
But they were cool with kidnapping and gagging an old woman and like a dog eating and like robbing old ladies, but they abortion is just too much as an option to mention.
I think that's a lot of abortion and then also an episode where someone is tied up. That's a little bit too much. Even for these. Yeah.
Right.
It was kind of a speaking of like her situation, the throwaway line I think was, oh, the guy that got me pregnant is in college now, so we can't bother him anymore.
Oh yeah, he's nowhere to be found. He's off in college.
Oh, I missed that.
And so and so like not even a mention as to far as where college is, if he's away at college, if he's far away, if he's still in town but can't be bothered because he's got a thesis due. You know what I mean? They give us no perspective whatsoever. Like, it's just this bitch's problem.
So don't even tell the father that you're pregnant because he needs to have
He's busy. He's got midterms coming up. You know what I mean?
What's that, Genevieve?
I just assumed that he was a professor in college and that he was busy teaching.
What?
He's a professor in college?
Oh, if he was a professor. Yeah, ooh, like
he's in college. I don't know. He had time to do the deed. Like, I feel like he at least has time to be told about the baby.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, but he's got a basketball scholarship and a bright future.
So, you know, dude just can't really be bothered with that kind of thing, especially if we're like a 16-year-old girl. I mean, come on.
Who cares about her future or, you know, having a family? So, also, maybe the Golden Girls just wanted something to do.
Yeah. We don't have enough going on with, you know, the criminal. The criminal, like our potential imminent demise or being completely robbed blind. Let's just take on this 16-year-old kid too.
Yeah, this is a normal happening.
Yeah,
in girl's household.
Always something going on in that house.
Same day. And so the next scene, she's staying in Dorothy's room. I think because she's bedridden, I guess, at this point, this young girl, she needs her rest.
Just finding out you're pregnant, really, just, you know, it's like having AIDS, really. You know what I mean? You're just in bed, you can't do anything when you get that kind of news.
God.
And pretty much, I mean, I wouldn't want to do anything.
Yeah. And so, then this is where Dorothy reveals that she was pregnant with Stan's baby at a very early age. And I think we kind of knew that too. And so what also got me too is that the Golden Girls haven't really been living with Blanche for a long time. And they made it seem like they were there for her when she was a child. Because they moved in.
I thought that was weird.
They moved in like maybe 3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
They were like, she's 16 now. And she's like, I remember when you were a little girl and you used to hold your hand and you used to come over here and play. And I was just like, really? Like,
oh, that the 16-year-old girl?
Yeah.
She's only been around for like 3 years.
Well, what I mean is they made it, the Golden Girls, like Dorothy, Sophia, and Rose moved in maybe like 3 years ago to the house.
And they made they didn't know that little girl. So they only knew her when she was like 13.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
And they made it seem like they were there for her for when she was little.
Mm-hmm.
Used to take care of her.
And 27 years later, someone caught that inconsistency.
Yeah.
Boom. Yeah, we're blowing the doors wide open.
Dead, we got your ass.
This is the serial.
We're through the looking glass now.
Of the Golden Girls.
Making a Golden Girl podcast. We're changing the format. We're going to go in every episode and really dig deep.
It's going to start with the serial music. Mm-hmm. And we're in Maryland, Baltimore today. And the prisoner is Anan Syed Merrill. He's Anan Syed. Did you ever watch Serial? No, listen to the series. Okay. Okay. Well, okay. All right.
We're digging. Anyway. We're going way too far. We're going way too far down this rabbit hole. We got to get back to these old bitches.
Okay, let's get back. Yeah.
So in a classic sitcom hijinks situation, then this dude that Blanche has been writing smut to, who's supposed to be in jail for 21 years, who's just randomly gets his case overturned and is out the next day, which anybody who knows anybody in jail or prison, that's completely impossible. You don't just, you know, when you're going up on the board to be reviewed, you know, and it takes a bit. Like, it's not a just, oh, I'll be out by lunch. Pick me up for lunch. Like, it's never like that. It's never.
Escape. Well, yeah, if you have someone in mind that you want to fuck, they'll make an exception. So
he was probably scrubbing everybody's toilets. You know what I mean? He was working his ass off in that prison to get some of that sweet Blanche puss.
I just like that he was nice enough when he tied her up to fold the duct tape with other duct tape on the back of it, so it just made that nice band, so the sticky part didn't touch.
Her yes, it never. So yes, she never. Yeah, they pulled it down
like a nice, neat thing. I appreciated that he at least took the time.
And
to
the
do
three,
that.
He had to have been. It must have been hard for him in prison, since he's so OCD that they had three perfect rope lines that were completely strapped across her.
They made a lovely pattern on her. It was on a technicality, they said.
Oh, okay. That's what it was.
Oh, you know, I don't know what that even means.
Yeah.
Armed robbery charge.
Like, yeah.
Oh,
you didn't steal as much stuff as we thought, so.
Yeah.
You weren't as armed. It was just a butterfinger. Yeah. Were you held up? I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, it was a water gun.
Yeah.
It was just whatever. And so, Rose. Okay, so the next scene is when Sophia is like hiding all the precious valuables. She's because Meryl is coming. Meryl is gonna. And Sophia, being the wise Italian Sicilian lady,
I think that's part of the reason why I liked her so much. Is there was like elements of her in my grandmother, because my grandmother was very much like that. She was very fucking mouthy, you know, she was real mouthy broad and didn't give a shit. You know what I mean? She was probably like 5'2" and would just sass a 6'7" grown man in the face. Like, didn't give a shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, bring it on, motherfucker. You could tell like she fought men when she was younger, you know?
Yeah.
So, I think that's part of my affinity for, Sophia, is she's just like, all right, well, I'm not fucking trusting this guy. Let's get all our shit together. We're going to get robbed.
Yeah.
You know? And then her also getting blown off by doing that. They're like, no. He wrote poetry.
Yeah.
A literate criminal. How could they?
And then Meryl shows up. Well, Dorothy's there at that point. Meryl shows up, and he's like this background character from The Walking Dead. It's like one of the survivors. He just and also Meryl,
he's one of the ones that gets killed off immediately. Yeah. He kind of looks like Meryl, like a younger Meryl from Walking Dead, a little bit. Yeah, he does. Like, right in the face, in the fucking cheekbones. Yeah, you could totally tell.
Oh, what's up? Meryl is just that arc. Maybe like Robert Kirkman was watching this episode.
Oh no. Maybe like that's what inspired, maybe Golden Girls inspired the Meryl character from The Walking Dead.
Maybe this episode is the reason.
This is it. This
Meryl
is it.
Wasn't it.
See how groundbreaking this show is? I can't believe people don't.
God.
Why aren't we all still watching it right now?
Yeah.
Oh wait, we are.
Yeah.
Wonderful. And we're doing a podcast about it. The Golden Girls live forever.
Forever. Through The Walking Dead. It's the same guy. He lost his hand.
That would so, be yeah, great so she if The Walking in. Dead was just in the same universe as The Golden Girls.
Like, oh, that would be like so was, wonderful, right?
It was technically like a sequel.
All the survivors, yeah, if all the survivors end up going to like in the Golden Girls' house and they're all just hiding in the attic and still bickering with each other, oh my god, it'd be the best.
Amazing.
Oh
well, God. Like maybe yeah, well, that Meryl that. Character, Florida's right next to Georgia, so it's very likely that that character.
Grew older and just got more racist and stayed a criminal and just, you know what I mean? Yeah, for sure.
And then like he has like he his flashback memories are of Blanche, you know?
Like, yeah, just tugging it off to that lady, for sure. And I love that. I love that they, it's so silly. Oh, Blanche isn't here.
Yeah.
I'm looking for Blanche. Oh, all of these women are here. Literally everybody that lives here is accounted for, but we don't know where Blanche is. And I was worried that like Sophia or somebody was going to rat her out. Like, you know what I mean? Cause that always happens. Oh, she's right there. That's like a classic sitcom switcheroo.
It's going to come in and be like, Blanche, I put away the sheets.
Oh yeah.
I'm going to reveal.
Yeah.
At that moment.
I was waiting for the reveal. What do you think, Genevieve? Yeah. Were you waiting for it too?
Yeah. I don't know. I just thought, like, I thought Rose was gonna point it out.
Like, yeah, that was another one. She's another easy one that would have been
caught on.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, I don't know. This guy was just he's just such a turd. I mean, from like moment one. I mean, he wasn't even like pretending.
Blatch.
Yeah, I know. He's like, he's not even pretending. Like, oh, I wrote those letters. He's just like, yeah, I copied them off my roommate. Whatever. You know,
he sat down in the way that I have witnessed a man sit down on a couch ready to get a blowjob.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought it was like an overacting thing. I thought it was, you know what I mean? Like one of those people who are like, I am a character. I am walking over here. I am going to sit down on the couch now. You know what I mean? Like it was very.
Like he was very like.
This guy is, this he's is... a British actor. He's just trying to act like an American scumbag.
Just trying to make it on an American sitcom. That's all.
he definitely asked what his motivation is. So.
Yeah, for sure. Why would I be going to sit down? Why would I invite myself in? Oh, okay, because I'm a criminal and I'm waiting to get my dick sucked by this old lady that's been writing me these letters.
Yeah, he wanted a fuck Sophia too. He was like,
he hit on her immediately.
Yeah. Maybe he's short-sighted.
And that's the other reason why I love her. She's so immune to anyone being sweet to her. She's just like, oh, what the hell's wrong with this guy? You know what I mean?
She can sniff out like somebody being like a total like up to something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. A fake. A phony.
A phony.
So Meryl takes off. He's like, all right, I'll come back. I'm just going to hang out at this bus station or something. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what he does. What does he go do?
He just sits outside.
And I love that when they... go ahead. Let's go ahead. Yeah, so he just waits somewhere.
I don't know where he goes. He goes...
Genevieve, any theories where you think he went?
Oh, I think he definitely was either white collar crime or murderer.
Oh, for what he went to jail for?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh, he didn't strike me as a white collar crime dude at all.
No. That guy. Well, no, he was in for robbery. That's why she hides the silver and all that stuff.
Yeah.
We were talking about where he goes when he leaves to go wait for Blanche.
Oh. Ooh.
I like a coffee shop. I want to say a bunch of art museums. Like ketchup on stuff, maybe.
What's that, Genevieve?
I want to say art museums.
Arties?
Well, that's where Blanche works. She works at an art museum. So I think you're right. Okay. So then Dorothy and Sophia decide that they're going to go talk to the dad. We're going to talk some sense into him.
That's another thing that I thought was really funny is Sophia gets up in arms. It's her idea to go over. She gets over there, sees the dog, and is like, I'm out. Fuck this. And leaves. Like, it was her idea to go over there and talk to him. You know what I mean? And she was very like, we're going to strong arm him.
Well, like, she could have called him, you know? Like, thought the dog ate her friend. And she still went over there.
She went to go investigate.
Well, because he wasn't taking the calls or returning messages or anything like that.
Oh, is that what he said?
Yeah.
What a dick dad. Like, what an asshole. Like, you don't, like, he just drove me mad. Like, why wouldn't you care where your daughter is?
Right. And then he immediately, so we don't know if she, actually, if they got into a fight and she left, or if they got in a fight and he said, get the fuck out. Because there's that's never resolved. We never find out who actually said what, you know. But also, it's very interesting to me that a 16-year-old girl was just like, oh, hey, what's going on? And then Sophia's like, oh, when's the kid due? Like, so Sophia was in on it and knew about it.
Yeah.
Nobody else was. And then she was super casual about it. So she was like, 16 and I'm going to have a kid. Like, she was like, you know, like an MTV teen mom, you know?
It's kind of like, this is it. This is my reality. Like, an accepting of it. Like, I'm just going to have a child.
But almost like too much for a 16-year-old. Like, I don't know many 16-year-olds that are like, I'm going to be a mom. Fuck yeah.
I'm going to get a job. I'm going to find a place to live. And I'm going to have to do this. Like, this is my path. Like, I have to do this.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, unless you got $300 laying around, or, you know, it was the 80s. It was way cheaper.
It blows my mind that it's like, that's like an acceptable option for not even a parent, but I feel like specifically a dad. Like the fact that that's even something that would come up would be like your dad disowning you and kicking you out. Like, no, that's illegal. This is your child. Like, you have to take care of her. You don't get to just kick your kid out of the house.
Yeah, she's for at least 2 more years anyways. For 2 more years, he's legally obligated to take care of her.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know why he didn't try to go after the father of the kid. Like, I would think, like, being mad at, like, the father would be, like, more of an acceptable thing than just pitching your daughter out on the street.
Yeah. I mean, that should have been like a nice, like,
well,
like a homicidal rampage where he just kills the kid in college. You know, like that would have been.
That
dog
killed
him. No, that's the good dad option. Yeah,
you know, but he was just so mad at her.
This was just not a good situation all around. Like there was just a lot of I thought that they were going to out the girl that she was lying about getting kicked out. Like, no, she ran away because I...
Right, because then they would be like, oh, should we be harboring this chick that's lied to us? You know, I was like, you know what it is? We've been watching too much 2016 TV, so we're waiting for... we're looking for all these, like, hardcore twists. Too much Black Mirror in our lives. You know, we're waiting for something really fucked up to happen.
Yeah, Black Mirror is not nearly as funny as this
Black
show.
Mirror. I was just watching Black Mirror before we recorded this, and I have a theory. I think the longer it takes to reveal what the fucked up thing is about the episode, the more fucked up it'll be.
I don't know. The first episode of all of them was pretty fucked up, and you knew that almost immediately that he had to bang a pig.
Yeah, but if it takes like 30 minutes and you're like, oh, okay, it's a video game where it like controls your senses and stuff like that. I'm like, oh yeah, okay, he's gonna end up dead. That's fine.
Is this on Netflix or Black?
Yeah.
Okay, I need to see it.
You gotta watch. It's really fun. Each episode is it's its own episode, and they're all incredibly fucked up. Just incredibly awful situations that people are in, and like uses of technology that are really oppressive, and like, so it's super intense. Like every episode you're just wide-eyed like, what the fuck? Yeah.
Fantastic.
And there's no continuity, so you can jump in anywhere.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, that's what I said. Like each episode is its own vignette, so it's like it doesn't matter. There's no storyline between any of them.
Something new to watch. Okay, so then, Dorothy at the end of that scene is sort of like, kind of convinces him to rethink what he's gonna.
That was an unfortunate misdirection, I thought, because it was like she uses the story from Olaf or whatever,
Saint Olaf,
and
Olaf from Frozen.
Exactly. He took the advice of the small snowman.
Snowman.
It's very comfortable
she
and dying.
Frozen.
Yeah, it was. And he almost seems like, even though it was a weird cockamamie story that didn't really make much sense, it was just, he was, by the end of it, he was just like, huh. And you're like, oh, okay, maybe he gets it. And then the next scene is literally like, there's no getting to him, you know? So I was like, okay.
No. He was like, yeah, I don't wanna choose a pig over my daughter. You're right.
Yeah.
I was like, that wasn't his daughter. That was just a person.
No, it was his daughter.
We're talking about
the St. Olaf story.
St. Olaf story. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, even the guy too. They were both his daughter. That's why the story applied. It was like either the pig or the daughter.
Yeah, that's so weird. He just lost his wife recently, and then like he's disowning his daughter. Like,
And that's the other thing too. Is if his wife was dead, I feel like he would have been more compassionate because he doesn't have anybody else. You know,
yeah.
If you're literally alone, if your daughter leaves, like, you know,
yeah.
I would imagine he would have gone the opposite way and like tried to overtake care of her. Yeah.
More of a family.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
No. He was just jealous because he wanted to bang his daughter.
Oh no. You think he was like a Trump? Oh my God. He was like a Trump guy. Oh no. God. It'd be funny if it, like, when, at the end, like, when, like, he accepts her back, he makes her sit on his lap and holds her hips the whole time. Like, oh, like, shit. Really is this? Yeah.
I thought they were going to kiss. I thought they were legit going to make out.
They're going to make out. No. This weird incestuous smooch at the end.
They did start making
You're
out.
Like, maybe it's my dad's kid. Dun, oh, dun, no. dun.
That's why he wanted. He didn't want nothing to do with it.
You're enough. I don't want to have a kid with you, too.
Maybe your mother will be reincarnated inside you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
So I'll take you back into this household because you're... Because your mom has leaped back into your womb, probably.
I don't want that bitch to haunt me.
That's how babies work.
That'd be a great sitcom. Mom, baby. Yeah. I gave birth.
That's funny.
I gave birth to my mom.
I just changed my mom's diaper.
Oh, man. Okay. And so, so then Sophia's tied up. That was a great scene. Meryl was in the house, and he just takes silverware and jewelry and takes off.
And they're super chill about it. Yeah. They're super cool. He took off the silver. Oh, and by the way, all of your jewelry. But only one of their jewelries.
Yeah. Were the police called at any point?
I don't.
No, there's no police calling
harboring a child that's not theirs, you know.
Send them across the street for 5 minutes.
Yeah. At least fill out a report, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you like... Totally, like, got somebody tied up, which is, he could go, like, maybe he did get the cops called on him, and that's why he went to jail, but then also, like, it seemed like Blanche was too surprised for that he went to jail, because when she picked up the phone, she was like, you're in jail? What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It should have been like, oh, naturally.
Yes.
I was hoping Sophia was going to make a joke about getting her silver back, too, but it didn't happen.
Yeah. Like, maybe they caught the silver. They found his silverware or something. Yeah. But then Blanche goes back to,
what are you wearing? Yeah. And immediately, like, her narcissism kicks in. Like, oh, you still want to fuck me? Even though.
That's terrible.
No, it really is.
Yeah. I've, like, had.
He assaults your friend's mom.
Yeah.
Robs you of all of your jewelry. You have no utensils. Well, nice. And you're still like. But he wants to fuck me. You know what I mean?
Robbery is the most sincere form of flattery.
Right?
Oh, man. Robbery, man. We all get our hearts robbed sometimes and our silverware. That's the thing with guys, too. Like, I'll be talking to a dude and then as soon as, like, I'm like, hey, you know, I'm in your neighborhood. Let's hang out. Then they cut you off. I've been on Meryl's side. I know what that's like. You know.
Oh really?
You know? Yeah. Okay.
Did you rob them in response.
Them. I didn't rob
them. You don't want to talk to me? I'll take your stuff.
Yeah. Like, I met this guy when I was living in Phoenix. I met this guy that lived in LA, and we like sexted and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I moved here, I was like, well, I live here now. I was going to anyway. I didn't move here because of him.
Right.
So I messaged him and I was like, hey, I live here now. As you know,
mm-hmm.
do you want to hang out? And he's just like, no. Oh. I'm like, we've
done stuff.
We sent dick pics to each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's when I always wonder, like, oh, does this person have like a boyfriend, you know?
Yeah. I don't think he did. I don't, yeah. I think he had two cats, lived alone. I don't know. Maybe he did. I don't know. I could.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know. Fuck.
You never know how deep the lie goes, bro.
You never know.
I did love that that Dorothy also shared with us the knowledge of how to beat the shit out of someone without leaving marks. That was really, that was rather.
Salami.
Yeah, it was salami.
her dad chased Stan with a salami. I thought there was going to be like a joke, like he wanted to show him what I, like, I don't know, like he was going to like. But
you thought they were gonna make
salami or something like that.
Like, I think that's a bit much for the Golden Girls. I don't think they're gonna go with a yeah, butt raping.
I don't think that was implied at all.
She said, "Why a salami?" And then she and I thought maybe Dorothy was gonna be like, he wanted to
you know
show
why.
Him,
yeah,
what Dorothy when my daughter
because that's this? What got me into this mess.
You're gonna do this to my daughter. How do you like it? I don't know. Maybe that's too much. Okay. So maybe I'm just need to have sex. And
this is a very thirsty podcast today.
Oh man. And so then they make up, they leave, she doesn't take her clothes or anything.
Mm-mm.
Just goes. She didn't have any clothes. She just has her.
She was just so happy to be back in her dad, creepy daddy's arms. She was just like, I can't wait. Can I sleep in the bed with you, daddy?
Yeah, mom's gone. Yeah. Or mom's inside me.
I think this might be the darkest that we've ever made. That this Golden Girls has ever been made.
The path of going.
Yeah, I left the room for a minute, and this took a turn. I came back. Very dark.
And then the final joke is Dorothy. He reveals that Dorothy used a St. Olaf story to help the situation.
Yep.
And then Rose is like, What?
And everybody looks at her, and she's like, what? I had no choice.
I was desperate.
I was desperate.
I needed to get this girl out of
as
her
as if
house.
She couldn't have just used her own story again, which yeah. was...
yeah.
But I guess she did try to use it, and he was still like, no, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, yeah. She had to go into some weird, could have been fictional story.
Yeah.
Okay, so did we miss anything? I don't know.
Miss Rice?
Miss Rice, did we miss anything?
What'd you say?
Did we miss anything?
I don't think so. I think we're done.
Okay. So the mom is buried somewhere in the backyard, I think. I honestly think that dog ate her mom. That dog is a murderer. And that's the end of the podcast.
Yeah, just a recap.
Wait, I think I missed that. Her friend that got eaten by the dog is the lady that died? No, that's not the lady that died.
No, the lady that died was the mom.
The lady that died was the mom, and yeah. then her friend just moved to Florida, but she thinks the dog ate her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's two missing people
mm-hmm.
in this episode.
Well, one of them's dead.
One of them's dead.
One of them's dead, and one of them's just in Florida, yeah. and Sophia doesn't realize it.
Right.
Okay.
One's missing.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So.
Well, we definitely took a dark turn on this episode of the Golden Girls. As always.
As usual.
But it was super fun. Thank you so much for having me on, guys.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being
Yay.
On.
And so this was a blast, and I would like to let you guys have an opportunity to plug your stuff. This comes out on I believe November 23rd.
Ooh, this is the Thanksgiving episode.
This is the Thanksgiving episode.
It's all about family.
All about family, and we dropped a little incest in there for some of those southern families. We dropped so much interpersonal relationships. I mean, really.
This is just for you guys, for you to, when you're driving back home, to just get into the mood of Carmen, where can people find you after November 23rd, or where can people find you online? We have listeners all over the place. So
I'll actually be in Florida then, doing shows down in Florida in all of December. But you can find all that out on CarmenMorales.com for all your Carmen Morales needs. And also for the twits and the Instagrams and stuff, it's at TheFunnyCarmen. So make sure y'all check me out.
Yay.
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Lara Bites, and I'm going to be in Wisconsin in December and then in Chicago in January. And I have bar shows coming up after November 23rd, I guess. I'm going to be on the Big Money Show, and then I don't know, some other stuff.
Check her out. Check them out. Super funny. All right. And Genevieve, where are you going to be?
Well, I'm doing some traveling myself. I'm going to be in Oklahoma City the weekend of Thanksgiving. I'm going to be on the...
Nice.
Yeah. Pretty cool. Going back to my hometown. I'm going to be on the Steve Reynolds program on the Friday after Thanksgiving at Theopolis. And I'm also very cool. going to New York City December 4th through 7th. So if you are listening to this and you're in the New York City area and produce a show, put me on it.
Nice. So I just found my thing. I'm going to be it's at the Orlando Improv. I'll be with Tom Rhodes December 15th to the 18th. That's what it was.
Woo.
I found it.
That sounds like a blast.
Yeah, nice. He's a cool dude.
And Genevieve, where can people find you online?
All right. You can find me at Genevieve Rice on all the networks, literally all of them. So just find me on there.
And I'm at Anthony DeSamito on Twitter and Instagram. And you can find me at the Ice House November 25th, day after Thanksgiving. I will be hosting for Alicia Cooper, both shows, 7:30 and 9:30. And then the 27th, I'll be at the Lost Night for a fundraiser for a no-kill shelter. So come and support the babies, the little furry babies.
Little babies.
Babies.
Little kitty baby babies.
Okay, you're probably not listening to this anymore. Okay, so along with our own individual Twitters, the podcast also has a Twitter, and it's at Thank You For Being A Podcast, but as an acronym, at TYFBAP, at TIFBAP.
TIFBAP.
TIFBAP on Instagram. You can listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, there's another one, I forget, and or any other platform you used to listen to us today. Music is by Mike Dennison and Brian Kokernak. You should let us give us a review on iTunes, positive one, hopefully. We got a bad one recently, so let's make it up, guys. Let's make it up. Someone listened to the first 15 minutes of the first episode and did not like it.
Oh,
they
okay.
Also, they gave our competing podcast a good score. So that's fun.
There's another Golden Girls podcast, and they gave them a positive one. So I don't know. There may be friends. Maybe.
Huh.
But yeah, sorry, our beta podcast, first 15 minutes weren't good enough for you.
I feel like this is taking a really hard turn again. Yeah, I think we're taking another left. It's okay.
It's okay. So, yeah, we're spiteful. We're the spiteful Golden Girls. all right. So, thank you everyone for listening. The next episode, those of you that are following along, is season 5, episode 14. And I forget the title of it. So, we can just make one up. What should we call it? You're like blank. All right. We'll call it.
We'll call it. None of us wanted that responsibility. That was so
no,
hard.
No, I have no idea. I have no idea.
More incest. That's the title.
More incest.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and have a beautiful day and or night. Yay.
Yay.
Gonna stop the chicken. Gonna stop the chicken. Like my mama taught me. Like my mama taught me. Take the chicken.